Just a few days before the Connecticut General Assembly was about to cast votes on a package of new strict gun safety laws, hundreds of people turned out March 30th for the 5th annual march and rally against urban street violence in Hartford. The demonstration was organized by the group Mothers United Against Violence and supported by other groups, including Connecticut Against Gun Violence and Newtown Action Alliance, which was founded soon after the December 14th Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, where a lone gunman killed 20 first graders and 6 educators. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy and U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal, who were at the rally, called for tougher gun safety laws at both the state and federal level, as mothers read the names of 19 people recently killed in Connecticut urban violence. Marchers carried 358 white crosses, representing the number of people who have died in gun-related violence in Hartford since 2000. The Reverend Samuel Saylor of Hartford, who also spoke at the rally, recounted how he'd counseled many parents over the years who lost their children to street violence, but didn't really grasp the enormity of the loss until his own 20-year-old son was murdered last October, becoming Hartford's 20th murder victim of the year. Here's Reverend Saylor's brief but powerful speech.
I've come to this rally several years as a spectator, and unfortunately this year I have to be a participant. Because on October 20th, in this zip code, several yards down the road, my son lost his life at the age of 20, on the 20th day of October, becoming the 20th victim in Hartford, killed by a 20-year-old who just happened to have a gun in his car. He wanted to settle his differences with a gun. Thank God it was just a revolver. The bullets tore through my son and ripped his insides apart. He never had a chance. What a nightmare. What a nightmare. For years, I've consulted other parents about their loss, never understanding exactly what to say. In fact, at the 19th victim vigil, I said, I want to get off of this parade of pain. I'm tired of this parade of pain. Not knowing that the 20th victim was going to be my son, and I was going to have to lead that parade. It leaves a hole in you, to the point where no one could understand or fathom. You're never able to go home again the same. Never able to look at life and your security the same again. I wanted someone to understand my pain and my grief. It seemed like the show went on and life went on for the rest of the world and you didn't understand what I was going through. Being a pastor of a church, at church that day, having a bake sale and a tax sale, raising money for the church, paying my tithes, honoring God, and yet this is what God delivered me, a dead son. I was at the hospital when he lied on the slab. I asked God to do a Lazarus experience. I begged him for an opportunity to glorify his name if he could just let this start this day all over again and raise my son from that slab. He didn't get up. It isn't a game. You can't press a restart button. I had to go on life. No one understood my issues until that fateful day in December when the innocence of our consciousness was attacked in Newtown. Since Newtown, you know, I got this expression, you know, I'm sick and tired of Newtown. I'm sick and tired of hearing about Newtown. Newtown this, Newtown that. I don't want to hear about Newtown. I want you to know about shame, the beauty of shame. That's what some of us feel rage. We were with Vice President Biden about a month and a half ago. And he understood our rage because we are appendage, we are a footnote in this discussion around the world. We matter. Violence did not happen in Newtown. It did not start in Newtown. It happened on the streets like Hartford and Bridgeport and New Haven. We had to sit there and cry until we could not cry no more. Asking, what's the sense of this all? Fear came to our children and they had to deal with the stress of trying to circumnavigate the streets to school and back home again. And I realized something, sitting next to a father from Newtown in Danbury when Vice President Biden came. While I was sitting next to him, he was crying. He cried like I cried. His tears were wet like my tears. They were full of pain like my tears were full of pain. He had a rage like I raged. If he could have his child back, he would have his child back now. You can have all Newtown. They didn't ask for this. And I'd be darned if I let anger or publicity, over publicity of Newtown, separate me from that father and his tears. I realize that I am Newtown. We are all Newtown. We need a Newtown.
I'm Newtown, and we should let no one separate us. I got a message for the sons and daughters of Charleston Heston that want to hold on to their guns and their magazines and their way of life and their violence. You need to hear the rumbling of a new town coming at you. We're not ever going to be silent again. We're never going to sleep again. Hear the word. Help me. Say the word. New town. New town. New town. New town.
That was the Reverend Samuel Saylor of Hartford, speaking at the 5th Annual March and Rally Against Urban Street Violence in Hartford, Connecticut on March 30th. This segment was recorded and produced by Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus. Find more information on the campaign for stricter gun safety laws in Connecticut and nationally by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.